This is a CBC podcast. Know someone who's learning English as an additional language? Be sure to tell them about CBC Manitoba's weekly Learning English podcast. They can download language lessons and learn more about life in Manitoba at cbc.ca/podcasting.
Hello and welcome to the Vinyl Cafe podcast. I'm Vinyl Cafe producer Jess Milton. This week on the show...
I found myself standing on Dundas Street the other day, wrestling with a growing awareness that I was not about to remember anytime soon where I had parked my car. And I'm not talking about whether I'd left it on P1 or P2. It was P1. I remembered that part. The part I couldn't remember was where the parking lot was. And that is when my friend Natalie arrived right out of the blue on her bicycle. I tried to look inconspicuous, but Natalie spotted me, pulled over, and said, "Hey, what are you doing?" It was as if she had been sent there specially so she could witness my moment of humiliation, as if it wasn't enough that I suffer through it all by my little self. "Hey, Nat," I said glumly, "I can't find my car. I left it in a parking lot somewhere." "That's a parking lot," said Natalie brightly, pointing down the street, and lo and behold, she was right. Not only was it a parking lot, it was the parking lot. Natalie biked off, and I slumped across the street, sort of happily. I mean, happy to have my problem solved, but also preoccupied with the sorriness of my life, that it took someone who knew absolutely nothing about where I'd parked my car to find it for me. It's not that this is the first time something like this has ever happened. I seem to be locked in a lifelong struggle with parking lots and cars. I don't think I've told you the story about me and Park and Fly. It began years ago, but it only ended recently. So, years ago I parked my car at the Park and Fly by the airport and I flew somewhere. I can't remember where, and that's not important to this story. The important part is that I parked and I flew somewhere. And when I came back, they couldn't find my car. It was gone. They were very apologetic about this, and the way I remembered is they provided me with taxi money to get home, and when my car eventually showed up, as we all knew it would, they presented me with a voucher for a couple of days' free parking to make up for the inconvenience. In fairness, it's possible that I didn't have to take that taxi. They might have found the car before it came to that. I might have just had to wait an inordinate amount of time at the airport. The thing is, the car was missing for a while, and I left the Park and Fly with a coupon, which I have held on to for years. When I moved the coupon with me. In fact, I did a better job keeping track of that coupon than I often do with my car. The other day, it occurred to me, however, that I was pushing my luck, that I should hurry up and use the coupon before I lost it and sunk into self-loathing for, well, you know, for not taking advantage of it, for wasting it. It was, after all, worth over $100 of parking and would save me maybe $120 in taxi fees. I normally take a taxi to and from the airport. Well, as luck would have it, I was scheduled to fly to Calgary a few weeks ago. Just an overnight trip, a quick luncheon speech at a convention, and then immediately home. So I decided, instead of taking a taxi to the airport, as I usually do, I would drive, park at the Park and Fly, and use up my coupon. I left Toronto at 6 p.m. on a Sunday evening, arrived in Calgary around 8, had dinner in my hotel room, and went right to bed. The next morning, I woke early, worked out in the hotel gym, did some rewrites on the book I'm working on, took a taxi to the Stampede Grounds, gave my speech, hung around, chatted with people, and then hustled out to the airport. It was about 3 when I arrived. Now, I wasn't due to fly home until 6, and I was heading to the lounge to do some more work on my book when it occurred to me I might be able to get on an earlier flight. It turned out there was one leaving in 25 minutes. If I could get onto it, it would mean that I'd get home around 8 instead of around midnight. I didn't have any luggage to check, so when I got home, I could jump right into a taxi without waiting for my suitcase to appear, and that meant I'd almost be home in time for supper. So away I went. and I made it to the gate on time, and the flight left on time, and we were actually early arriving in Toronto. I strode through Pearson feeling like the king of the world, and I jumped into a taxi. And it was only when I burst through my front door that I remembered that I'd driven to the airport and my car was back at the park and fly. I stood there for a moment while the enormity of this settled on me. Then I spun around and ran into the street, thinking my taxi was probably deadheading it back to the airport, and maybe if I told him my sorry story, he'd take me with him, maybe even for free. But all that was left of my taxi were its taillights, which meant I had to call another taxi and go back to the airport in it. The two taxis cost me the $120 I saved using the park-and-fly coupon, and the extra trip ate up the time I'd saved taking the earlier flight. I don't want to imply this sort of thing happens to me all the time, but it has happened before. I've driven to places like, say, to workplaces that I normally walk to, and then 8 hours later left work the way I'm used to leaving, on foot, not remembering until, well, until the next time I need the car, that the reason I can't find the car is that I left it at work, and oh my goodness, that was days ago. Once, in fact, I left a car in a parking lot and never returned for it, ever. But that was mindfully. It was the first car I ever bought, a little Datsun. I paid $125 for it, and I drove it into the ground over a summer or two. In fact, it was the car I drove to Toronto when I came in 1976 to seek my fame and fortune here on the radio. And in 1977, when I returned to Montreal, having found neither, I abandoned it. I walked away from it in the parking lot beside my apartment, and when I came back 4 months later, it was gone, and I figured that was better for both of us. And I have wondered recently if this parking lot thing I seem to suffer from might be traced back to that moment, that there's some sort of karmic balance being worked through here, that in that first act of abandonment, I shifted the cycle of cause and effect, and that I'm doomed to wander through the rest of my earthly time lurching around parking lots, stumbling in my better moments from P1 to P2, clicking on my key vainly, and in my darker moments around the city like a character from a play by Pirandello, back and forth from parking lot to parking lot, trying to collect a car that was left behind years ago.
That's Stuart McLean, and that's from the Vinyl Cafe. We'll be recording two radio shows in Gatineau, Quebec at the end of June. They'll be at the Museum of Civilization in Gatineau on June 29th and 30th. In October, the Vinyl Cafe will be heading across Ontario and into Newfoundland and Labrador and New York State. We'll be doing live shows in places like Brampton, St. Catharines, Markham, Guelph, Owen Sound, Orillia, Belleville, Windsor, Cornerbrook, Gander, St. John's, and Buffalo, New York. All those shows are on sale now. You can check the website for all the details. That's vinylcafe.com.
For more on all of our CBC podcasts, head to cbc.ca/podcasting.